This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado hunters will get an opportunity to kill wild bison if the animals are causing trouble in the state. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
There aren't any wild bison living permanently in the state, but a new law gives Colorado Parks and Wildlife the authority to manage any that wander over from neighboring states. As part of that, CPW is giving hunters the chance to help if bison start causing damage to private property or agriculture. Hunters can join a lottery for the chance to be granted a special license if CPW determines a bison needs to be removed. Sign-ups are open through the end of January. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Here's a new type of New Year's resolution, getting your brain healthy. CPR health reporter John Daly explains.
This comes as advice from the regional branch of the Alzheimer's Association. It says a two-year study involving more than 2,100 people across the nation shows clear evidence people at risk of cognitive decline and dementia see increased resilience when people adopt some key lifestyle factors. Those include things like walking, getting vaccinated, and managing blood pressure, says Jim Hamilev, executive director of the group's Colorado chapter.
There's just more evidence about some lifestyle interventions, things that people can do to improve their cognitive health.
91,000 Coloradans have Alzheimer's or other dementia. Nationally, the figure is more than 7 million people. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Well, December just wrapped up as the second warmest on record in Metro Denver, and that trend will continue into the first days of January. Highs on the Front Range stay in the upper 50s to low 60s through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.